The Speaker of the State House does not have encouraging news on prospects for an Alaska gas pipeline. In an address to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday, Speaker Mike Chenault of Kenai said the state is bound by the AGIA contract with TransCanada and ExxonMobil and cannot pursue another large diameter gas line without facing triple damages. Chenault sponsored a bill that funded state investigation of a small diameter in-state line that fits under a volume cap in AGIA, but told chamber members there are other obstacles to any pipeline project.
At the end of the day, I really don't care if a line goes from Prudhoe Bay to the Cook Inlet or that it goes from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez. But it's going to have to be economical. You have to have customers, and you got to have people willing to sell you the gas to ship. And those are the things that you've got to have. Without those, you don't get the investment dollars to build it.
Chenault said the state should not invest billions in an Alaska gas line without confirmed gas sellers and buyers. Chenault said a North Slope gas supply is a problem, and the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission would not approve gas export if the state had a pipeline ready right now.
AOGCC, if we could take 4.5 Bcf of gas, or even 2.7 Bcf of gas a day off the Prudhoe Bay cap today if we had a pipeline, they would say no. They would not allow that gas to be taken off the cap because it would lower the amount of oil that could be produced in that oil field over its lifetime. So there's always an issue of when can you get to that gas.
Gas is currently re-injected to increase pressure and oil output from the Prudhoe Bay Reservoir. Chenault said nearby Point Thompson holds great prospect for gas, but it's unclear until further exploration takes place how much oil or high-value gas condensate would have to be developed there before gas could be pumped out. Chenault says he will continue to push for the in-state North Slope to South Central line being pursued by the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, but is not turning his back on the AGIA export line to Canada.